Judy?
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, fair to middling.
That's good.
I obviously will be zooming in tonight. I've got my wife has had an operation, so I'm kind of babysitting.
Oh, I did hear that she had an operation. How's she doing?
She's doing very well, actually.
Good, good, good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be here, so.
Okay, that's fine. Not a problem. Unfortunately, I didn't know. So I sent the auditor's reports over to the town hall, but I will ask that someone deliver it to your home.
Oh, that would be great. Thank
Yeah,
you.
you're welcome. I didn't realize you wouldn't be there, and I apologize. So I'll just have them send it to your house.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what
Okay.
my plans are going to be, but
Yeah, not a problem.
it's been interesting, so okay.
Okay. But it's not a problem. I just figured out instead of making the guys run around town, if everybody's going to be there tonight, they could hand it out. But not a problem, Charlie. Totally
No,
understand.
yep, I'll get it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes, you will.
Thank you. Hello.
Ross,
Yes.
so I sent the my auditor's reports over. They're in the blue, should be a blue envelope or brown one. It's a
No,
big.
there's, yes, it's a
Big
great
one.
big one.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
there's six auditor's reports in there. I didn't know Charlie wasn't going to attend in person tonight. So just if you could save one to the side. And
Here, Charlie.
actually, if you can bring
Really
it.
fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
There you go.
enough. I'm good. All
right.
So you can leave it on the table. I'll have Jim pick it up in the morning, and I have another one in my office that I'll just set have
I
him.
don't know how many people are showing up in person tonight. So, because it's just so far, just Ashley and me, and we got 5 minutes to go. So either they're going to all run in at the very last instant, or well, here's Jim dialing in.
Yeah, Mather will not attend in person tonight.
That's what Ashley was just telling me. And I know Kristen Hecht will not be here.
I didn't hear from anybody else though, so
And now we have Ashley and Ashley.
so far I need three. Need one more.
I was gonna say how many do you need?
What do we need for a quorum? Is it three or
Four. Four. Do you need one more?
well, hopefully one more will show up.
I'm sure.
Otherwise, we can listen but not do anything.
Correct.
Yep, is that someone turning in
Oh,
or just
okay.
stopping? No, I think they stopped and went straight.
Sure.
So, Jill, when we get there, since obviously I didn't have a chance to read this report, are you going to point us at anything we need to look at later for the auditors?
No, I'm not. I actually don't have one at home with me. It's just hand them out tonight, and then we can revisit
Next
later.
meeting.
Another meeting we can revisit, and if anybody has questions.
Okay.
They have to be approved, or they just no, probably not.
So,
So I
actually,
didn't hear Ashley.
do they have to be approved, or are they just
no.
they're audited and yep, okay.
Now, I will put this away for some
Late night
late
reading.
night
Yeah.
reading.
That'll put you to sleep.
Pretty long.
It is.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there's like an executive summary up
No,
front.
usually not.
A lot of information.
Yeah, there is. There is. And you were saying, Jill, you like working with the auditor?
Believe it or not, I've been working with him since 2005. He's been auditing my work since 2005. He was the auditor in Andover when I was in Andover. So I think I had a couple years, 2 or 3 years with Scully and Wolf, who was bought out by Bloom Shapiro. But since 2005, he's been auditing my work.
Okay.
So I'm used to him, yes. Well, you know what to expect.
Exactly.
So I do like working with him. I mean, he's very
thorough.
Okay.
Yes. Sometimes to a fault. And there are heated discussions sometimes because there's different of opinions. And
here comes another car. And then it's whether it's a voting member or not. Let's see, drum roll. Good, we got a voting member. You just made our quorum.
Is it Amanda?
Yeah, it's Amanda.
Okay.
So then I am going to call our meeting to order at 7:15 since we just squeaked by with a quorum. So present as members, we have Charlie, Amanda, Ashley, and me, Ross. So we do have our quorum. And then also Jim and Jill, who will be presenting later. So I will entertain. I'm just going to go through the agenda items on here. This meeting is called to order. And any public participation? I do not see any other than CVC, which is just streaming this. And so hopefully the public is listening and will somehow get back to us at some point as their elected representatives. See, I will now go and move on to approval of minutes for our January 19th, 2023 regular meeting.
I had a couple things.
Do you want to do a motion to approve? Then we can do the discussion and then have the things. So do I have a motion to approve?
Yeah.
So Ashley has made the motion.
I'll second.
And Charlie seconded. So now we have discussion.
So Jim, were you still the interim town administrator at the time? No, right?
And Kristen has just joined us.
I'm sorry, I missed Amanda's question.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
Oh, it has you listed as the interim town administrator. Wait, were you still interim as of January 19th?
No, I haven't been interim since mid-December.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So that should be changed to just town administrator. And then on the Kappa conversation, page 3, top of the page, something about how the Kappa committee also made the decision to start planning for future costs by allocating parts of it out in multiple years so that we're not hit by one big line item at a time. I think that that's important for the public record.
Yeah, that was a big part of our discussion too, and stressing that was a big improvement in how the we've been managing the capital investments.
Yeah, so I guess I would say I would add for whoever's changing these. Or Kristen, do you want to give the line?
Honestly, I just sat down and my mind isn't quite there yet.
We're looking at the minutes.
And
the capital. the CAPR report, and Amanda had just noted that what was missing was our discussion that we had about how we're allocating for capital expenditures incrementally,
right,
instead of waiting until the money was needed all at once.
I would say, because again, this is minutes, it's not dictation, I think that summary is perfectly adequate, but I do think that I agree it needs to be included as part of the discussion because it was considerable.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So we should be holding these minutes until we get these amendments?
No, they'll amend them on the next set of minutes. We'll have the amendments.
Okay.
Just, I also noticed that the counts were 600 and that should be 700 on the two places that the Board of Finance voted.
So you're speaking specifically to the voting?
Sure. Yes. Yep. All seven members were attended.
Yes, they were just counted.
Yeah.
Good catch. Thank you.
It's that number thing. That's what I'm good at.
I wonder where you get that from.
Did you make a motion to approve?
If there's any other comments, did you have any, Kristen?
Mm-mm.
Then I think that we could entertain a revised motion then to incorporate the, you made the motion, correct? Mm-hmm. Do you want to revise it then, Ashley, to account to include the changes that we just discussed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I will second
the amendment. Motion. Okay. And I hope there's no further discussion.
No, but I can tell you I will abstain just because I wasn't here for the full discussion of the minutes. You do have Charlie there, so.
Yeah. Then,
we need a second on that?
No, Amanda just seconded it.
Okay.
All right, then I will do a roll call vote here. Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amanda?
Aye.
Then we got an abstention, so it's aye. So we have three votes for, one abstention, and none against.
And Charlie?
And Charlie. Sorry.
Okay.
Four for, one abstention, and no against. And let's continue on with the agenda, and we can go to the elected official and town staff reports. The Board of Education is not going to be present tonight. Kristen had told me in advance she would not be able to make it. When she and I spoke, she said again, the question remains, they're a watch item again is special education. She brought this up when she was doing her budget presentation to the Board of Education, and they discussed that for a bit. And so again, she cautioned at this point, she's not sure whether or not they will have any money to give back to the town. They hope they will, but she says she can't really say anything yet.
Did we have any members that were able to join the Board of Education?
I did.
Yes, we did.
Okay, do you have anything you want to add, any takeaways from that?
Yeah, really good discussion. I think you joined really good discussion. I think it really came down to the fact that, you know, they're looking for a 7% increase in the proposed budget.
Which was a reduction from their original.
Correct.
Internal discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be
yep.
It's going to be really, really tough. And at the end of the day, I think it comes down to either cutting staff or programs.
Yeah.
You know, if.
So that is on the table, that the staff and programs are in jeopardy.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. One or the other. That's how I would summarize it as well from listening.
Mm-hmm. If they don't give the 7% or with the 7%,
they don't give the 7%.
They were hoping, they had their original budget that they had worked before, you know, which they did not present to the board when Ashley and I were there, covered like reinstituting like their language programs in the lower grades, and they weren't able to do that because they cut that. So they basically decided to not restore the cuts that they had made last year, and that this was just the money they were asking for represented what they needed to continue as last year. Again, most of their increase is driven by their contractual agreements with their staff and also by benefits. I think it's almost like 83% of their budget.
And do they have any plan as far as communication? Was that discussed?
They did talk about just how very similar to the discussion that we had at the end of our meeting last time, how critical it would be.
That's something we should just coordinate.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything drafted yet or before that far, but it certainly will be important.
Okay. I will say this for our purposes, just as a comment. As we look into getting into this next budget season, we also have to take into consideration when things do get cut, and I know it goes to the town, you know, ultimately the townspeople's decision, but we do get money for choice students and we get money for Columbia students. So if we cut, it could jeopardize getting more money from those sources. So it's something to keep in mind. Yeah. It's, you know, investing a little bit as opposed to and getting back more.
And that was a topic of discussion at the end.
Yeah.
Bring up the concept of maybe increasing the number of choice students.
And I'd rather not speak to the details. I'd rather have, Kristen, talk to their rationale because I don't want to miss. I'm not criticizing the comment. I'm just saying I can't answer it. And I would hesitate to try to based on my recollection of things where hers is way better. So she's in the weeds with it. That's all. Yes. No,
there was the normal one, and then there was the
Board of Education.
So I'd probably recommend maybe listening to the budget.
Yeah.
So I guess we could then move on to the Board of Selectmen's budget updates.
Things have not changed remarkably since the last time we met. We still have the revenues for the tax collector are really where we expect them to be at this point in time of the year. And then if you look at the other revenues for the town, we're a bit more than 50% of the way through the fiscal year. And, some of our columns we have fully collected, others are right on track, and others, there are a few that are lower than expected. Fortunately, those that are lower than expected are not large amounts. So unless Jill has got something that she knows about that I don't, I think that, that is still a pretty good indicator that we're going to achieve most of the revenues that we had hoped for. Jill, any comment?
No, I think that revenues are looking good. Looking very good. We're right on target.
Jill, on the backside of that sheet, talks about the Board of Education, excess cost grants and things like that. Is there anything you want to share with regard to that you have knowledge of?
As far as the excess cost grant, when they did that projection, I don't believe that they knew about that, the student that's driving the higher costs right now. So that will be higher, I believe. What is the excess cost? Yeah, that will definitely be higher. But the excess cost money that comes in is just goes back towards their budget. So it really is not revenue to the town. But it certainly helps them not to have to come back to the town for more money.
Right.
But I'm sure that it will be much higher than that. But that we should get the first payment of that, I believe, the end of this month. Okay. I believe in February.
Has your board member, can you explain where that grant comes from and what it's for?
For the excess cost grant?
Yeah, please.
Do you want to explain, Jim, or do you want me to?
I'll leave that for you.
Okay. So students there's a basis for how much students, special ed students, if they go above and beyond a certain threshold, it's excess costs. And so you get to submit in December a projection of the students that you feel are going to go above and beyond this limit, this limit that they give you as normal costs for students. You project what that is going to be in December. In March, you get a, by this time in March, you get a better idea of how much that is. So you give them your finest, final best guess. But the information you give the state in December will give them an idea of how much. So that'll be the basis for our first check or our first ACH of money in February. In March, you'll give them your better guess, if you will, because you've gone through most of the year as what you think you're going to spend on these students above and beyond. Then they will give you your second amount of money based on that information. If you overproject, it will come out of our our ECS money next year.
Right.
So that will decrease our ECS, but we have no idea at the time how much that'll be. It depends on if they overestimate their expenses. Did that help at all?
It's state money, correct?
Correct.
Yes, it comes from the state.
Yes.
Is their way of helping support very costly special education students?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the revenue report? Okay, so then if we go to the expense summary, there's nothing new here. The light items in blue are those that we are watching, and we know that we're going to need to transfer some money, especially in the assessor's line item. That is a transfer that we have to get the Board of Selectmen to approve, and then I believe we're going to have to bring it to the Board of Finance because it is not within the assessor's budget, and it's of an amount that requires that level of approval. So our anticipation is that we'll be able to finish funding the assessor's position, at least mostly out of the land use budget. And then, you know, the other ones are just ones that we are keeping an eye on, and we may have to make additional transfers as the year goes on to make sure that we don't overexpend those line items. And let me just, you know, delve into the assessor just a little bit for you to help you understand why we're there. So, you know, we had budgeted for at least most of the labor portion of that shared assessor's position. One of the things that was not in the budget, which was prepared by the previous assessor, is the educational and dues and fees costs for the assessor belonging to the professional associations. We were fortunate in that the last assessor we had was a full-time assessor for another municipality, and she didn't request much funding from us to cover those things because she got them in her other job. And, you know, understand that we have to budget for 100% of the salary and benefits, as well as all of the dues and fees associated with the professional associations, and that we get reimbursed from our partner town for 50% of all of that. But that doesn't show up in that budget. It comes in as a revenue.
Okay. So it shows up as a revenue. It
shows up in a different place.
Okay.
Jim, can I ask, how costly is that? I mean, how much money are we really talking about for those dues and fees? Do you have any idea?
I don't recall off the top of my head. Jill, do you have her budget projection for next year that you can pull up?
Sure, let me just grab that.
It isn't a large number, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I should say that it's not just for her either. It's also for our assistant to the assessor, who is taking classes. so that she can be better trained, better capable of taking care of the public when on the 3 days that our assessor is not in the office. So it is, the dues and fees are for two individuals.
So Jill, you know what the amount might be?
I'm looking, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull it up because it won't let me onto the public drive.
Okay.
But I'm trying. Give me 1 second.
In past years, dues, fees, normally it would be maybe a couple of $1,000, maybe per person. That includes not only the schooling at UConn, which is pretty much required, but also any conferences that they may find necessary to attend, which I know I used to attend several of them that were highly informative and highly enlightening, as well as the normal state fees for the different associations is only in the vicinity of maybe a couple $100 for the two of them, something like that, depending upon how many they end up joining. I know I used to be a member of four, so and my other town paid a major portion of it, and Bolton didn't hardly pay any of it, or I didn't require it, so.
No, we always had two. We've had the assessor and then an assistant.
Yeah, as far as I know, so in my history, Charlie has a history that's longer than mine.
They've never truly had a true assistant until fairly recently. And they've always had a clerical staff, and the assessor's position was being part-time, was never, I wouldn't say never, hardly ever available during the day. And then evenings and weekends could accommodate a lot. But on the other hand, if you needed to speak with the assessor and they weren't around, you were SOL unless special arrangements were made. So, and a clerk a lot of times has developed some of the knowledge, but they don't have the authority and the expertise to be able to do what you need to do for tax purposes, for assessment purposes.
I can tell you she's on her job. We already got assessed for a shed we built.
Is it on the...
Yeah, it's on the screen. So it looks like around $1,500 for professional education and training, and another $2,500 for dues and fees. And that would be, and she breaks that down below. The assessor school fall and spring symposium for two people, miscellaneous workshops, and so on and so forth.
All right. That seems very reasonable. I didn't, 1500 as opposed to like 15,000 was, I think, where my mind was. So, all right. Thank you. Thanks for pulling that up, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
So any questions on the budget summary and those, issues that we are keeping watch on? I think Charlie's got a question.
Yeah, my as far as the general budget goes, the only question I have is, with the amount of snow that we've had so far this year, I imagine we're doing pretty fair with the plowing situation. I'm sure that things are coming up that we're going to pay as a result of that. Obviously, if the roads are in worse shape because there's no snow protecting them. just wondering if when I look at that line item, it's showing money's available and money's being spent for whatever. And I'm just wanted to comment on your end as to how you thought things were going.
So I think, you're right, Charlie. So far, our overtime is a little lower than it would normally be, but unfortunately, we've had a lot of ice events where we've had to go out and salted sand rather than plow. But, I think the overtime is down a bit, as is the usage of salt and sand for the year. We have a minimum amount that we have to pay for, regardless of whether we use it or not. And we try to fill up our shed and, have a mound of sand available. So, we'll haul as much as we can and stock those piles in the spring. But But there's, you know, if things continue to go the way they are, there's likely to be a little bit of money there at the end of the year. And you know, maybe there's opportunities to do some things that we're going to have to put off for next year, you know, off next year, because the money's not going to be there. Or you know, maybe it's an opportunity to have some money that we can turn back to the town for the beginning of next year. I don't think we have a sense of what that's going to be yet. You know, I know it's dangerous territory when we start talking about, you know, what we might have for leftover money this time of year. There's still a lot of unknowns and things that we're trying to work out. But I will tell you that, you know, Jill actively works on that all of the time, because she wants to sleep at night making sure that we come in at or below budget.
And it does snow in April, so.
It does.
Yes, it does. And March.
And then, you know, the next sheet in your package is the...
Amanda had a question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm wondering if you guys had an update on the fire truck and whether or not we're going to have to pay for that in this fiscal year, or if that's getting officially pushed into next year.
So we had a good conversation with the Board of Selectmen at the last Board of Selectmen's meeting. And the Board of Selectmen have instructed Jill and I to talk with our financial advisor and have some more pointed conversations. And I know Jill is meeting with our financial advisor. I think it's March 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And their thought process is, look, we know interest rates are going up. They're not going down. Maybe we know how much we owe for this fire truck. So maybe it's better that we use the money we have in this year's budget and go ahead and get that financing taken care of for the fire truck rather than put it off till next fiscal year. We already have the money in our budget this year for the financing aspect. If we put it off, then, you know, that money will be left over this year. We have to put it in next year. We're already looking for places to cut next year's budget. That's $75,000 we could potentially take out and potentially get a lower interest rate than if we wait until August or September when we take delivery of the fire truck. So that is the conversation we had at the last Board of Selectmen's meeting. It's not a definitive answer, but it's what we're working on.
So the truck would come next fiscal year. The question is whether or not you take the money out next year or this year.
Correct. And part of the thought process is right now there's no feeling that the interest rate's going to be less expensive in August or September than it is today.
Yeah.
My personal feeling on that is that without having the truck as collateral, we have no collateral without the truck. So the loan would be, it has the truck as your collateral. I don't think we're going to get, if we go without having the truck as collateral, then I don't think the interest rate is going to be as favorable as having the truck.
Yeah, because it would be an unsecured loan that they absolutely don't have any way of collecting on.
But I will have that conversation.
But we'll have the conversation.
Yes. And that's my personal opinion, but I haven't had the chance to talk to Mark yet about it.
All right. Well, I'm just glad you're considering the options. So,
anything else?
Ashley, you were going to ask something?
I guess you'd be paying more interest expense prior to taking delivery, too, which is a little unusual.
Not having use for the money for something that we don't have the use of.
Right.
Yeah. It's an interesting idea. We don't know if it's going to bear fruit, but
yeah,
you know, we'll talk about it.
Yep, I agree. It's a good thing to consider, to look at the options, and then you've done your due diligence.
And then the only other thing we have for you this evening is the transfer report. We have a $400 transfer within the highway department budget to pay for some required flagger training. We moved some funds within the assessor's budget to pay for some shared expenses for training. Also, two other things within the assessor's budget for dues and fees, and then also for advertising. And then the last one is also for the assessor to pay the QDS bills for the personal property billing, the printing, and the mailing. So those are the transfers that we have in the month of January to date. Any questions on those that we might be able to answer for you?
No. Great.
And then I think Jill has a calendar for you. I will also share that next week the Board of Selectmen will be meeting, I believe, on Tuesday and Thursday. And that's when the Board of Selectmen will really get down to the nitty-gritty with their budget. Certainly encourage any of you that have the time to participate in those meetings. You can hear the conversations. You can see the struggles that the Board of Selectmen are going to be going through to try to, put together a budget that, we can all buy into and try to present to the public here at some point in the future. My staff was working on putting budget books together today. So those will be ready for all of you by tomorrow or the beginning of next week. So that you can have those and follow along. Those are our preliminary budgets that are unedited. Those are how they came from our department heads with some minor corrections by us. And so now it's the Board of Selectmen will be working on those budgets and trying to make additions, corrections, and deletions where they feel it's appropriate.
Would you be able to send us links to those meetings so that we can just have them and be ready to go?
Yes, we can absolutely do that.
Yes, I think it would be good for, the board members to attend, just as, ones of us who could went to the Board of Education. It would behoove us to go to the Board of Selectmen's meetings as well.
And some of you participated pretty regularly last year. And I think the comments were positive that you found the process, enlightening to know what the Board of Selectmen go through and, how they come up with the budget. And I think at the end of the day, when you have the time to do that, and I know not everybody will have the time to come to every meeting, but you've seen the process and how we get through it. And I think it makes it a lot easier for you to support a budget, because you understand how it got built, and you heard the questions and you saw the struggles that we went through to try to, get a budget that meets the needs of the public, but balances the public interest with regard to trying to keep tax increases at a minimum.
So the meetings will be when again, Jim?
I believe they're scheduled for Tuesday and Thursday next week.
Correct.
And our start time is 7:00.
I can send the link to all the Board of Finance members.
Yes, please. That would be wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
No, we have to get a link.
We have to get the link to attend, correct? You just can't go out to the town website.
Yeah, like your meetings, our meetings are hybrid, so you're also welcome to join us at Town Hall.
Okay.
I'll send the link to everybody.
We can also attend in person because they'll be hybrid. So whichever works.
Either
or B square.
Any other questions for Jill or I with regard to the town report?
Any other questions for Jim and Jill? So then I guess next one on the agenda was the discussion of public communication and outreach. I don't know if there's anything else we want to, I just wanted to leave this on the agenda as just something for us to think about if we come up with new ideas, or it's just this time to start doing something, with some of the ideas we had gathered previously.
Yeah, I think it's a really important one. And we talked about it last time. Do we have the materials that we would have used in the prior year, just to remind ourselves what we had in terms of public outreach?
Well, what we have done, they did a couple of things. Last year, I felt like we were a little light on communicating, and I'm not really sure why. We could never just quite get there, but we did. The people who did attend did a very nice job of presenting their thoughts, but it was light. What we did the year prior was there were some
depth to your point.
Right.
prior to the actual budget cycle, or was it as
it was as we progressed? Okay. And we did some video recordings. There would be somebody from the Board of Finance, which was Emily at the time, and then we had somebody from the Board of Education.
Yeah. That was on CBC, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not really sure what the feedback was. I mean, I heard some people really appreciated it. I don't know.
I think they did that last year too.
I don't think so. I don't think we were able to pull that together last year.
No, it just seemed like we did less in that way too. And then we also did some handouts when it came time to the actual budget, and feedback we'd gotten on those was to do something better with the executive summary in the front of them. To make it clearer.
Yeah. Like some type of a key to figure out like what some of these terms mean. I agree. Right. Yeah.
The materials got a lot simpler, and the order was changed. And by the end, I think they were really good. Are those archived though? I always struggled to find them after the new one came out. I couldn't find the prior ones. So
you're right. Take a stab, start something.
Yeah, because I know that when
there's any prior year, just so.
No, it would be great if we could just get going now, and then also think ahead of what are some key times that we might want to do something on CVS, might want to have another meeting that perhaps is more at a more convenient time, whatever that is. I do not know.
And we were also, it was brought up about, unfortunately, and I get it, I'm one of those people, and you probably are too, like your life gets busy and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go and vote.
Yeah.
Putting signs up. That was something that started happening. Yeah, getting the
big signs I bought last year.
Yeah. So.
And the other thing that we have done for the last couple of years is that usually sometime late March or early April, Pam and I will go to the senior center and have coffee and cookie with the seniors and have conversations with them about the budget, you know, and how we've tried to support them in the budget and answers questions and concerns that they may have. And just try to help bring an overall understanding to those seniors that might be willing to attend. Unfortunately, I was ill last year. I think I had COVID and I did not make it, but I think it was reasonably well attended and certainly appreciated. We've been asked by the senior and social services director if we will come back again this year. So I think that's a good opportunity.
And then Ashley was just suggesting like the PTA as well and some other organizations that we have around town, because that's a good way to get people with, you know, certain different interest areas to get involved.
We did have one evening where it was an open forum with questions and answers for residents.
Yep. So I guess
we had a few people attend and ask questions, and Jill, who was there? I remember I was there. I know you were there.
Fournier was there. Cheryl Uden was there. Trying to think who else was there.
It didn't go terribly long, but we made ourselves available to answer questions.
I think that's the most important thing, is to make ourselves available and do more than the minimum required of posting it on the website, you know, that type of thing. So whatever we can do with that, and maybe divide the work up among us. So some of us can't be there all the time. At least some of us can. I think we also have to make sure we're not doing an ex parte meeting in some cases too.
Yeah. And again, you know, that open forum for people being able to, you know, call in or zoom in and ask questions, it wasn't terribly difficult. And I think for the few that came and had questions, I think they really appreciated it. Yeah. That's again pretty easy for us to do, and I think it's a good opportunity to get the word out there, you know, that we're ready, willing, and available to, you know, answer questions. You know, and I know that, you know, all of our boards, you know, Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen, and Board of Education, all want transparency in the budget. Yeah. So, you know, it just shows that we are truly being transparent and wanting to share that information with the public.
Yeah, because we could also do stuff like we're hearing here for like with PTA, you could do it with the senior center, you might do something through the library. You know, there's a number of town organizations that have different memberships that we might be, you know, able to contact, because they're more likely to come out because their leader says, hey, guess who's coming over to talk to us, than if we just sit and wait for people to show up.
Sure.
But coffee and donuts are always a good draw. Anything with food.
Well, then do we want to try and do some type of a next step for that? Like maybe look at, you know, do some type of a collection of the different things we have around town and start to develop some type of a plan, like a
communications plan.
Who or whom.
So I guess
and I'll make sure the pink signs get cleaned off, ready to be deployed again.
So then, why don't we come up with next week, think of the different organizations that we might reach out to. And then Ashley, you had said you would be happy to take a look at gather up some of the older materials and see what you might be able to do with them.
Yeah, Jill, can you send out last year's materials? Or are they on the web somewhere?
Oh, what are you looking for?
The budget, like summary materials that went out before each referendum.
All the stuff like Emily worked on, or the budget summary.
I can give you, I can give you each budget, what went online or it was in the town clerk's office for each referendum.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've tried to find them after the fact and I struggle hard.
They aren't online.
Okay.
I have them because I, you know, scanned the whole thing, the whole document. So I can get it from my stuff, but yeah, I can send it out to you.
Yeah, typically after we adopt the budget, we try to reduce what's posted there.
Yeah.
Because it can get really confusing.
Yeah, because that's, I know that we did that, is all the old stuff goes, here's the new budget, the old one is gone, just so people don't get the wrong one. There's a challenge for them to get to the right one in the first place, and we don't want to throw something older out to them.
I do have a copy of every one, so I can get that out to you, Amanda.
Yes, that would be good. So then we'll have for next week, you know, some of the materials we'd looked at, come up with people and places that we want to present at. And then we could take it from there to which, you know, what's the timing on some of these? We'll think about the timing on some of it too. I mean, it's obviously too early to start now, and June is too late. So somewhere between now and, you know, now and then, like, you know, getting into the end, middle to end of March, maybe, you know, something like that, when things are a bit more firmed up and we, Board of Selectmen and Board of Education, are both more comfortable in what their direction's going to be. And I think that would be some good timing.
Yeah, because we've got about 3 weeks before we give our final budgets to the board.
Yeah, so I think as long as we would be ready to go after your budget's ready and Kristen's budget's ready, then we could start doing some initial, at least, you know, getting it out there, getting some reactions, hopefully. And then ramping up as we get closer to the first referendum, actually town meeting that we have to present it at as well. Hearing, rather.
Yeah.
So we do have that budget calendar that we can use as a reference to help us with the timing, since Jill was kind enough to put that all together for us. One thing
Go ahead. No. I was just going to say, I keep that in there in case there's any changes, and we can keep looking at the calendar as we go.
Yeah,
and
we did
may not make any changes.
Yeah, we did move our my board of my Inland Wetlands Commission meeting, so there won't be that conflict in, I think it was April. So one other thing I had asked, you know, back in, I think it was like end of November and December, if the town would be able to give us a tour of the facilities of the town, and I haven't gotten invited yet. And I don't know if any of the other members of the board have, and I know that Kristen was very, you know, quick to get us out there to look at the schools, give us an understanding of the facilities. Because I think that's one thing that we can't skimp on, whether it's in the schools or the Board of Selectmen's budget, it's the facilities, because we have to be stewards of that. And you know what happens when you don't take care of it, like Notch Road, the old school there. So I think it would be really good, Jim, again, Pam said she would. She hasn't gotten back to me yet. So it would be really good if you, either you or she could let people see what some of the facilities look like and help us understand better, you know, what the town is doing with the facilities. Those are really concrete things that we can talk to more easily, I think, than the ins and outs of some of the personnel and staffing allocations on both sides, because that's a lot harder and, you know, to see and talk to.
That's going to be a pretty big time commitment on your part. We have a lot more buildings than the school does. You know, we're certainly happy to do it, but you know, you've got Notch Road, Senior Center, Public Works, yep. Buildings Ground, CVC is a town building. You've got the library, you've got the firehouse, you've got Herrick Park.
The beach, Indian Notch.
Right, Indian Notch Park. So there's a lot of town facilities. It's going to be, you know, a multi-hour commitment.
Which is fine. You know, again, the longer we delay in doing it, the more space we're going to have to jam it into to get it done before we get, you know, more heavily into the budget. So I would propose that you put out some times, Jim, to, you know, break it up. Because even with Kristen, I didn't see everything in one day. She split it up into one school one day and the other the next. And it was about an hour and a half at each one. Good. So if you could come up with something between now and the next meeting, and then we can just see who can go to which of them. I don't think we all need to be at all of them all at once, but it would be good.
So, you know, typically, you know, town staff are there late on Tuesday afternoons until 6:30. You know, would something between, you know, after 5 o'clock, between 5 and 6:30 on a Tuesday typically work for at least most of you?
Generally, yeah.
Okay, so that's what we'll try to plan.
Okay.
I would also throw out like some of the real hot buttons. Like, I mean, like here at Town Hall, we talk about it all the time. We're busting at the seams. Like, if we could just, you know, have a nice tour of like walking through of like just seeing how bad that is, because it is bad. I mean, we're so short on space. You know, things like that. If we could just hit like at least the top three, maybe five, but if we can't fit in all the buildings, I get that too.
Yeah, sure. Like, yep.
Yeah, you know, and the hardest thing for me, and I know that you guys know this, but one of the hardest things for me as the, you know, the leader of the staff is to have my staff so fractured, right? I mean, we're in multiple different buildings and multiple different places. And it just, and we do pretty well collaborating, even though, you know, we're in different spaces, but it is my dream eventually to have, you know, all of our staff working under one roof. It just breeds better collaboration and communication.
Yeah. So I think that would be one of the benefits of, if you can let us see that, show us how it actually affects, then it's something more that we would have, you know, better understanding to, and then can help, you know, sell that need to, you know, the town. If, you know, because I'll just tell you, like, you want to go down to Notch Road building and take a look there, because like, see what we get as registrars, see what Jill is stuck with in the finance office. Just bring a mask to the mold.
Some people aren't aware of what it is, and some people at the same time, like Ross and I, are welcome anytime to go to the senior center or the library. But you know, it is, I think where the interest really is in seeing like where the finance offices were, what that whole section was like, as well as, you know, as much as I love what's being done down at the Public Works building. No, as far as I'm concerned, it's a travesty that needs to be fixed as far as the buildings and their facilities. And people don't think about that. They don't see it. It's in the back. It'll have a series of barns and garages. You know, those are the kind of things that we need to examine more. And it's, and you're right, anybody can walk through the town hall almost at any point during the day, and most of the town offices being staffed as they are, you can see exactly what it's like in the town hall. And if you really need it pointed out, I'm sure that one or two of the employees wouldn't mind mentioning or showing things like where the water's dripping on them or has dripped on them, or where the waters are cracked, or where, you know, different things are going on in the town hall. So it is important to get familiar with the facilities just so that we better understand it. But I would think that we want to stress as much as possible, not only the town hall, not only the library, not only the senior center, but some of the areas that really are showing the wear and tear and negligence that we're doing as far as town buildings are concerned. You know, our schools are beautiful, and we've gone out and we've spent money on them, and we've encouraged the development, and we're constantly promoting them, not only because we have to in order to have better community, but also for better education facilities as well. You know, that's something that we should be proud of and proud to talk about it and to continue. So I look at that and I just say, okay, let's look at the parts that we're going to be neglecting mostly when we don't pass these budgets. We'll start to be dragging everything else down to that level, which that's what I'd hate to see happen. Yeah. And sorry to go off.
No, that's fine, because it's something that we've talked about, is just like the balance that we need to get to, which is a real challenge, because it means somebody gives up something in order for somebody else to get it. And it's one of those things, like, I may have my opinions and you folks do, but collectively we need to be able to come to agreement on what is in the best interest for the town. And sometimes it may mean shifting some priorities for a short term so that, you know, the town facilities can get some more attention. Again, I don't know what that looks like. I'm just putting it out there for discussion. You don't have to agree with me or disagree or whatever, but I just want to make sure that we're really aware of it, because I really think the facilities are important to consider for both Board of Education budget and the Board of Selectmen's budget, because people may come for the schools, but they also are going to come for the fact that, you know, there's good facilities too to use, whether it's the parks, and do we have good services to take care of the roads? And that means you got to have good places for the equipment and for the supplies. And again, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. So just agreeing with you, Charlie, it's just a matter of, the more familiar we are with it, the better we can support any decisions we make or any choices that we have to explain, you know, when we take the budget out to folks.
Well, I think one common goal we could probably all agree on is that none of our members, I think Jill would agree with this, should have to go to work and use an umbrella when they're inside.
No.
Like that isn't okay. I mean, that's...
Mine wasn't water this past month. It was concrete coming down on my head.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
You don't need an umbrella.
No,
it's not okay.
No, it's not really. No, it's not really.
You have to laugh.
Because, you know, just as our students and teachers deserve a good place to do their work and their studies, it's the same thing with our town employees. Mm-hmm. They do an awful lot and they deserve to have a comfortable, safe environment, and literally the Knotts Municipal Center is not safe. So anyway, I think we've beaten that one to death, but it just all falls under the communication. Mm-hmm. So Jim, I'll have a next step that sometime in the next couple of weeks you'll get back to us with a proposal for when we can join you in some quantities or another.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I also, and I believe Charlie and I probably have a little more flexibility than some of the other folks on the board too, being in that retired subset. So, you know, we can work around, you know, that as well. And again,
I just had Amanda. A question, speaking about the staffing space. So I know there's been the discussion about taking down the Knotts Road Municipal Building with the ARPA money, but that we also are struggling to take possession of the, I can't remember what it's called, the standalone office, whatever we're calling it.
The trailer?
Yeah, the trailer modular office. Has there been any discussion about a contingency plan if we you know, have the money and need to take down Notch and have nowhere else for the staff that are there to go?
We have thoughts of how we can deal with that.
Okay.
But we, you know, we did, I did take First Selectman Sawyer out to Orange earlier this week, and we looked at some temporary structures, and I think we'll be going to Middletown probably next week to look at some other temporary structures. I've started having conversations with the health department and internal staffing about how we're going to accomplish each of the things that we have to accomplish in order to get those structures in place. So we are making progress. It's, you know, painfully slow, but it is, you know, if I had my way, we would, you know, be ready to go. We're hitting roadblocks everywhere we turn, but we are making progress.
Yeah. And just as a reminder that we have certain security requirements around our financial records, as well as around our voting records and equipment too, that we have to take into account with restricting access appropriately to just certain individuals. So please just make sure you reach out to us for stuff like that too, just so we can have the input on it, because the records do have to be stored in certain ways.
Yep, understood. You will have a lockable space.
Yep, and also need power to keep those little machines charged up, because we haven't been doing that and they're failing, the voting machines, the tabulators. They're supposed to be on a trickle charge in climate controlled area. Anyway, that's my sales
pitch. You're not going to get climate control on Notch Road.
No, that's what I'm saying. We haven't had it, and that's part of why we had trouble with machines failing during the election cycle in November last year. So anyway, good. Next on the agenda, I think, was to have Jill talk to us about the audit report, and then we can wrap up.
Well, just to distribute them, and then we can pick a time later on if there are any discussion or any questions. I just wanted to get him. So Jim, Charlie's going to leave. Whoever doesn't get theirs tonight, Charlie will leave them on the table. I'm sorry, Charlie. Ross will leave them on the table. If you can collect them, and then we're going to have the guys deliver them.
Yeah, we'll deliver the budget books at the same time.
Right. Yep, they'll be right next to the
perfect,
hour
perfect. Where they were. Perfect.
All right.
So we can put it on the agenda. If there's any questions, if you want to email me questions ahead of time so that I have the questions, if you have questions regarding the audit, and then we can put it on the agenda, and then so that we can discuss all the questions together. But if I have answers, questions ahead of time, then I can have answers.
Yeah. And I would suggest that you individually send them to Jill. Don't copy the rest of the board, just so it doesn't look like we're having an ex parte meeting, so she can collect them all and then we can discuss them together.
Correct.
Off the bat is on the report itself, there's a qualified opinion and adverse opinion. Is that typical?
Yes. Ashley, you can find all of the previous financial reports on the website. If you look under finance department, there'll be all the budgets and all the previous financial reports. You can look at them.
Noise maybe last year during the budget cycle of some folks kind of not supporting the budget because of the way that there was some accounting treatment. Does it relate to the qualified opinion or adverse opinion? Is that directly related? And I'm probably butchering the issue.
I don't think that anybody really even looks at these reports, honestly. Okay. I hate to say that. Because there's so much in them, but
transfers of something and I wasn't
Mr. Tuttle and about
yes.
the leftover money at the end of the year and how it's treated as
I just wondered if that was this or not.
Just to sum it up, it was being recorded correctly.
Okay.
He wanted to, had a different idea of how it should be recorded, but it wouldn't have been correct.
So we have to follow the appropriate accounting methods.
Right. Yeah. Right. I just wondered if that was why it's qualified for her.
No,
this is Mr. Tuttle's opinion.
Got it.
Yes. No.
That I was wondered what that was. So. Yeah.
No. Thank
you. Anything else? And looking around, I don't see any hands up either online. And Charlie, I'm not ignoring you this time. So I don't see you saying you have anything to say or
nothing from me.
Jim or Jill.
So
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Okay, then we're adjourned.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Until.